Could you talk a little bit about CD30 testing? First of all, in terms of quality issues, reproducibility, how people do the assay, and what the frequency is of positivity in various lymphomas?
Yes. In primary mediastinal large cell lymphoma, which is a B-cell type, it's like 30% can have CD30 positivity, which is actually very important also from the clinical standpoint because we could use drugs such as brentuximab for those cases, should they fail, not should they relapse. But the most common type, which is CD30 positive, is Hodgkin's disease and anaplastic large cell lymphoma. Anaplastic large cell lymphomas, to be called anaplastic large cell lymphoma, have to be CD30 positive. And there are two types of CD30 positive large cell lymphoma, the most common being the T-cell type. But now also there's a B-cell type of CD30 positive large cell lymphoma that is recognized. And they're actually treated in the same way with the CHOP regimen. In terms of the assay for the CD30, the assay, I think, is quite standard. You know, it's just immunohistochemistry and should not be really difficult to reach the diagnosis of CD30 positivity or to reach the conclusion that it's CD30 positive, because it's a very standard assay, and I don't think that there's much of an issue regarding whether it's a true positive or a false positive. That's one of the assays that I think is relatively standard.
What about the degree of positivity, you know, in terms of the intensity, again, comparing, say, ALCL and Hodgkin's versus, say, T-cell lymphomas? Is the actual intensity greater?
Well, you know, I'm not a pathologist, but my experience with the patients that I have seen is that they usually don't, well, sometimes they say CD30 weak. That can happen. It's not that uncommon. But usually in Hodgkin's, it's CD30 positive, and they don't usually say weak. And in anaplastic large cell lymphoma, it's also usually very strong.